Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about the ghetto, right? Yeah.
516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Brought to you every day from Monday through Friday. We were here yesterday because of the holiday. And but we're back today. You know, thought about the topic that we need to talk about today. Excuse me. As you know, the lady in Kentucky, and she was jailed for not issuing marriage license to gay couples. And she said it was against her religion. And, you know, I'm not offering an opinion one way or the other. And I'd like to talk about that with those of you who are interested, who have an opinion one way or the other. And first of all, let me ask my co-partner here what she thinks about it. What do you think about it, Erica? Where are you going? What do you think? Do you think that the lady was right or wrong? She's right. Okay, my co-partner said she's right for not. Based on what? Based on what analogy? Huh? And her beliefs. Co-partner number two, Belly. Based on her beliefs, on her religious beliefs, does that mean that she's going by the sayings of the Bible? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, co-partner number two, how about look up 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 13. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 13. Now, she's saying that she's She's raising her opinion based on her religious beliefs. First Peter. Look further back. It's kind of like in the back. First Peter, second chapter. Anybody listening? If you got a Bible in your hand, this is what my co-partner's saying. The First Peter, second chapter. You see First Peter? Boy, these people do not know the Bible.
Excuse me. I looked up First Peter and I'm looking for that name.
Yes. Okay. First Peter. It's in the back. Excuse me. It's in the second. It's in the New Testament, closer to the back. First Peter, close to Revelation. First Peter, second chapter. Excuse me. Second chapter, verse 13. Read it. Just read 13 aloud.
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority.
All right, so the Bible says, obey the government authority. Now, so does that change your opinion?
No.
But you're basing your opinion on the teachings of the Bible. But the Bible tells you to obey the authority. And basically what I'm getting out of that is you obey the law of the land, God will take care of the leaders if they're wrong. Now, you know, it brings the question, what does it say? But then it brings to question another thing. If the law of the land says, okay, I want you to kill all these people right here, should you do it? And so it's the whole thing is opinionated, and so there are circumstances to everything. Even though the Bible says obey the law of the land. The law of the land says marry gay people. It's something hard to decipher and to wonder what to do. And I'm asking people to call in and give their opinion. I'm going to give you a chance to think about that. And while you're thinking about it, let me play us a song.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up.
Live with you, and I've given you a chance to think about it. 516-453-9921. Our number, 516-453-9921. Was the decision, I mean, those of you that do not know, it's surprising that the number of people that don't know what's going on in the news, but this is one thing that has really been headlining the news, and for most of us, it's not a concern, because it deals with gay people. It deals with gay people, and this is an issue that affect them. So I guess they are really involved in the decision that was made. Now I know a lot of gay people, and a lot of gay people, they are not supportive of gay people marrying each other, and that's a fact. I mean, I guess whenever you have an opinion, you're gonna have differences no matter what. You got gay people who do not support gay people marrying each other. Now, this lady, okay, you listen to the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Let me take a quick break right here, and I'll be right with you. Talking about...
Take you eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit.
Okay, we're back live, Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Again, we're talking about your religious rights versus, well, it raises another question. What's the difference between religious rights and moral rights? Moral rights. Co-partner, what's your definition of that? Religious rights and moral rights. Are they similar? Are they the same? Or well, my co-partner doesn't know nothing. She doesn't want to say anything. Okay, I see I got a caller coming in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
We're talking about an issue that's been hot on the news today because I've been watching it a little bit. Give me your opinion as to what you think now. This lady was jailed. I don't know if you are familiar with the situation. She was jailed for not issuing marriage licenses. And the question is, do you agree or do you not agree? And if you do, why? And if you do not, why?
I'm familiar with it. And I don't agree. I would have to say I don't agree because at the end of the day, I'm a believer of a separation of church and state. And most of the time, to my knowledge, while I've been on this planet, if something disagrees with a person so much with what who they are personally, they quit their job. Usually... It's an easy solution where people just, they quit their job, they can't do it because it infringes on what they believe so much on a personal level that it prohibits them from doing their job. And the reason why this woman didn't just quit her job, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm not a big fan of that movement, but I do believe that everybody should have equal rights. And so because of that, I am a proponent for those that want equality. And if you work for the government and it's taxpayer dollars is how you get paid, and the Supreme Court has ruled it just reminds me of Bull Connor, and turning away people from going to universities and not being able to eat at lunch counters and things of that nature. It's eerie how, you know, it's reminiscent of that. So my position is she should quit her job. But all of the hoopla with Republican presidential candidates with Huckabee and the guy who was born in Canada, his name eludes me right now, Ted Cruz. I think they're opportunistic. I think that their ratings were like 0% and 1% in the polls as far as the Republican nominees for president, and they're just trying to get their numbers up. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree with you, and she said that she refused to do it because of her religious conviction. And that's why. But then, I looked up in the Bible here in 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, chapter 13. I mean, first chapter, verse 13, it says, submit yourselves for the Lord. Take to every authority institute among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to the governor, who are sent by him to put punishment to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. And the Bible says you have to submit to your authority, and which means that if the authority is wrong, then God will deal with the authority, but you are under man's rule and under man's guidance, so you have to submit to authority. You just can't make up your own rules and do what like you want to do. So I agree with you 100%, and the law is clear. She is an employee of the law, so she has to obey the law. And if somebody says, right. "Well, you know, I don't think we should serve black folk," well, you know, it's clear, yeah. So, but that, you know, that's the topic of our discussion today. You know, I did have one other person that we talked about this briefly, and I do appreciate you calling in and giving your opinion. And we are all at opinionated view here. We talk about all kinds of political views. We always nice and congenial to anybody that calls in. We respect the Ku Klux Klan because we want to know what their opinions are, how they think, and what they think, and that it gives us a better insight of why they do the things that they do, and how we can better prepare ourselves to defend against the evil things that they do if they do evil things. So I appreciate you calling in, Paul. This is what our show is all about. And I appreciate you. And we're going to take another break here. And we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break and
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on,
say break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
All right, we're back live style show today with talking about the whether we should acknowledge, should we do our will as it relates to our conscience, our religious beliefs, or should we obey the law of the land? And then, you know, that's, you know, we get different opinions in so many things. But, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, you have people who stand up for what they believe in. Now, you know, I did give an opinion, which I said I wouldn't do, but I did. I think she should obey the law of the land. But I'm just not gung-ho about it. But the thing is that people, all other ethnicities and whatever, are willing to stand up and support issues that adversely affect them. They're willing to stand up and support issues that adversely affect them. Except us. We are allowing so many things to happen and without any repercussion. They just do whatever they want. And with no concern about how we feel or what. They just do whatever they want. You know, I just left a meeting tonight with the Democratic Party. Now, I am an elected official, elected as a Democrat. And we on the Democratic Party, there are people on the Democratic Party that it's not necessary for Democratic elected officials to be a part of the Democratic Party. They don't even need to come to the Democratic Party meetings. And, I mean, it is just crazy. I mean, things, how we think. How is it that you know what the Democratic agenda is if you're not a part of the Democratic Party meetings? These, in my opinion, now elected officials are the leaders of the Democratic Party because we elect them to represent our interests. And if they are there to represent our interests, I mean, if they're not there to know what our interest is, how is it they can be representative of our interests? I mean, some of the most absurd things comes, but you know what it is? I think it's people trying to protect certain elected officials. These guys never came, ain't gonna come, but they lack them. So I'm gonna put you back there. And if you can't be a part of the, if you can't help build a boat, then I don't think you need to ride. I mean, and that's just it. I'm gonna go out here and do all the hunting and killing and kill me a nice big bird and bring him back, and I got to clean him and fix him up and cook him and boom boom, and then, you know. You eat first, and I get whatever you leave over. When are we going to stop that? That's Jim Crow, in my opinion. That's the way things were done when we had to do it for the man. You know, the man, you know, the old saying goes, like, when the master's sick, you got the slave owners, and us masters sick. No. How's it go? Us sick. When the master's sick, all of them sick. But that ain't, you know, that ain't the way it goes. You know, in today's society, you know, I got mine, you got yours. You ain't no such thing as the master, except for the master above. And what you got, I want too. And master elected officials, you know, the same thing that you get for people who elect you, I want the same thing for the people that I represent. And so, you know, it's just sad. that it's just sad that we are that way. And you know, I get so sometimes so disgusted when I have to deal with that, you know, because people don't understand. They don't know. I feel the blunt. I'm there fighting for the rights of people who are not willing to fight for themselves. You're willing to sit down and accept whatever is handed down to you when it is much less than what you're supposed to have. And then you tell me I don't need to fight for it. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I'm going to take another break here, y'all. My favorite song.
All right.
You can let it happen. Okay, we're back live with the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show. Coming at you, your host, Ed Robinson. You know, we've had a good conversation today. And, what happened to him? And we'll be back tomorrow with another exciting topic. And until then,
talk about the ghetto right away.